Greetings, it's Greg, and I have an interview here with two of the main characters from Fox TV's Gang Related. I have Sung Kang, who plays FBI agent Tae Kim, and Ramon Rodriguez, who plays police officer Ryan Lopez. This interview was done during the ATX Festival, the third annual ATX Festival, and it was done in the Gibson Room. We do go into their characters, how each of them got into the show, and a little bit about each of the actors and their past, because Sung was in the Fast and Furious franchise as Han, and Ramon was in my favorite show of all time, The Wire. And you think I might ask Ramon a couple questions about The Wire? Tune in, find out, and enjoy.
Okay, so I'm here in... Could you introduce yourself so I don't mispronounce your names? Because I did that earlier today. I don't want to be a
jerk. Cool, yeah. Ramon Rodriguez.
And you play Ryan Lopez.
I play Ryan Lopez.
And?
Peng Sha Hu Lu Xiu Sha.
Exactly.
And I play Tae Kim.
I like it.
That's you would have had a little trouble with that.
Yeah, I would have had a little trouble with that, but I appreciate that. For each of you guys, is there anything in particular that brought you to the show, that like a scene or anything like with the character when you were given a script that you said, I gotta do this?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, Fox had sent me the pilot that was written by Chris Morgan, and I had never really seen anything like that on network television. To me, it kind of felt like something you might see on cable, and that's kind of what Fox was intending to do. That's what I wanted to be a part of, was something that was different and trying to kind of break ground. And I feel like the show really, it's a big world. It's encompassing a lot of cultures, a lot of diversity. The characters and the stories are complex. Ryan's character and journey is complex and interesting. So it was, I mean, it didn't take me long, you know, to say yes. Once I read it and I met Chris and I kind of got an idea of where he wanted to go with it, I was like, yeah, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah. What about you?
Usually, in the type of work that I get opportunity to play, you know, the Asian character is there for a specific Asian reason, you know, and because I worked with Chris on the Fast and Furious movies, I knew that there would be more of a three-dimensional arc.
Yeah,
and you know, it's exciting. You know, that as an actor, you have to jump at that opportunity when those opportunities are so few. So that, and also, you know, when they started assembling the cast, you know, that was a major draw for me, because, like I said earlier, it's, you know, we have such a, you know, diverse cast in terms of even experience, right? So I knew that there was a lot that I could learn from these people, and I did. So, you know, it was a win-win in every way.
That's cool. Yeah. And speaking of, like, the kind of, I guess, the 360 of your character, one of the things I found interesting is in the second episode, because you kind of, in the first episode, you kind of see that Tate isn't quite down with some of the stuff that Ryan does. But in the second episode, you do the... after the first episode, when you did the raid into the drug house, and then you found out that her character gets stuck with the needle, she goes back, and Tay's there already to kind of figure out what her HIV status is. I guess, can you talk a little bit about that kind of ambiguity where you kind of like, you're playing it, you know, you're an FBI agent, you have to follow the law, but then you also have to kind of, you know, you have to kind of improvise when you have to, because we already know that Ryan's already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me was kind of like, oh, I didn't expect him to be in that situation with her.
Well, I think it's that question of what is good and bad. It's it's relative to the situation and to that person's experience, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we coined this phrase, this gray area where all these characters live, right? Yeah. And I think that's exciting for the audience to kind of, you know, expect something, and you have a notion of where this guy's going to lead, but then the writers kind of, you know, they do a flip on you, right? So, and as an actor, that's exciting because, you know, you're not eating, you know, steak and potatoes every day,
right?
You know, and there's actually, you know, an underlying secret, and I think secrets are what makes shows exciting, right? And I think it makes characters exciting, and the audience kind of gravitates towards that. And so I think the writers just did a great job of like planting all these seeds with all these characters, right? I mean, even in the Costa family, you have this idea that they are the bad guys, but they're not really. They're very, you humanize them, and they're actually, in many ways, as good as us, or maybe even better.
Yeah,
right.
So. They sort of have a kind of a code. It might be a weird code, but it's they have a code amongst themselves. Yeah. You know? And Ramon with Ryan's, like, he's got that fluid, maybe not so fluid, but some kind of a fluid switch between both worlds. And sometimes it gets a little rocky, obviously. See, how do you approach those scenes, with and even with those two different groups of actors that are kind of like, okay, you've got your LAPD gang, Task Force, Sam Chapel, played by Terry Quinn, and then you've got Javier Acosta with Cliff Curtis. How do you approach those two kind of worlds? And also the actors, because they may also kind of intermingle too, but when you have to kind of be that person in those worlds, how do you approach that?
I mean, I think the best way is to kind of think of them as very separate too. For me, they were very separate worlds, and so, you know, I kind of knew the energy every day when I was going to go into the office where the GTF is at, what that's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because whenever I would go into Javier's office, the energy there was completely different. We even would do detailed things that maybe people pick up on that, for instance, Ryan only goes to the to go see the family and Javier in a particular jacket that he rides his motorcycle on.
Okay.
So these are like little subtle things that we did to create distinctions between both worlds.
Right.
So that it's a mental thing, it's also a physical thing. Yeah. And it's actually what, doing research, I learned that guys do that actually have to play informant or you know, are on both sides of the law. They'll create certain routines, and so that was kind of something that that maybe we'll show some of that later on. Who knows? In the season, but that was something that was really cool to kind of differentiate. But it was very easy because whenever I'd walk into the Acosta family, there was a familiarity of family, but the situation that was going on. And then when I'd walk into the GTF, it would get blurred a little bit because it was supposed to be family, but I always had to keep a distance.
Yeah.
To protect myself and to protect the family. So it was interesting.
No, I like, my father is retired DEA agent, so he had to go through, like, I remember seeing his fake ID, and one time he between a buy and driving a briefcase of cash home. Like, you going to do a buy? He goes, yeah, but I'd stop home first. You know? So I understand, like, the routine, because he would go through his routine and stuff like that. And that's why I love shows like this. I mean, just because of my upbringing. Actually, one thing I want to ask you guys, because I think...
All right, are we ready?
I know you in particular, and I think both of you are pretty active on Twitter.
All right.
Well,
he's new.
He's
very
new.
Yeah, I'm brand new.
Like a week old.
Yeah, okay, a week.
I'm an infant. 2 weeks.
How does that change the dynamic of the industry in general? How does that affect every? I guess it can affect everything, like the audition process, how you interact with fans.
I mean, I've noticed, which I think you're asking, because I never was on social media. I just got on a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But what I do notice is, like, Fox was like, we need you to get on, so, like, would you mind, because I told him, I said, I'll do anything for this show.
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, I remember we were talking about marketing, for instance. Mm-hmm. A big deal for them was to get people that had a lot of followers to blast about the show.
Right.
So it all of a sudden became a marketing strategy to reach out people who were powerful in social media. So not only the promos, not only the billboards, mm-hmm. literally having people say, guys, I love this show, check it out, or whatever. Like, we were sending people DVDs early so that they can tweet about it or Instagram about it. And that was like, I was like, whoa, that kind of blew me away, where I couldn't believe the impact. I mean, I've heard that it actually helps people get jobs, apparently, that studios now really look at someone and say, oh, he's a great actor. Oh, yeah, he's a great actor too. Which one has more followers?
Oh, wow.
I've heard this. I've never experienced it, but I'm like, wow. And so, because I was willing to do anything for the show, because I love it and I truly believe in it and I'm proud of it, I said, you know what? You know, Joe Early at Fox says, well, if you're willing to do anything, you know, the low-hanging fruit is social media.
Yeah.
You can just get on that personally and have a direct. And so I said, all right, you know, it's completely kind of against a lot of the things, you know, I enjoy my privacy a lot and I like the work to speak for itself, but I said, I'll try this. And it's been cool. It's been okay. I think my favorite part actually has been live tweeting during the show.
Yeah.
Because it still keeps it about work, but I think it's cool the engagement. You know, you can engage with people directly which must be so bizarre watching the show, and you can actually contact the actor right then on the spot. So it's interesting.
That's why it seemed like you were a little more, I guess, I'm surprised to be a newbie, because I've seen, I follow that, you know, where you're tweeting with
them. Yeah.
I mean, which not everybody does, which is interesting.
Yeah, but it seems to be a big deal. They mentioned, they told me how Scandal, that was a big part of their success, is when Carrie and the creator started live tweeting, the show's ratings went up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, that's powerful. Yeah.
I didn't know.
But I'm new. I don't know.
Can I get one more question? Okay, well, then I'll combine it. This is just blast for both of you guys. I gotta ask these. Is there any way that Tay shows he can drive like Han?
What's that?
Is there any way that Tay shows that he can drive like Han?
And
Fast and Furious. I mean, just one of my fans asked.
He decided for. I mean, I'm in a car. But,
yeah, I mean, it's
not a different character.
Yeah, I know.
Just, I don't think we want to bring Han into the show.
Oh, no. Just kind of.
It's still, he's still sexy.
Yeah, like, no. You bring your sexy.
You did scare the shit out of Vimbar though, a bunch, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was terrible. He's a good driver. I mean, I'm sure his skills in that movie, because I saw you drive and I was like, when you pulled up on the basketball court that day, I was like, whoa, this dude came in aggressive.
And then.
But, good, like, you know, stopped on a dime. You were confident.
Yeah.
And then the question I have for you again is: What is it like going from robbing Cheese Wagstaff, Method Man, to working with Cassius Green, the RZA?
That's pretty. All I need now is Raekwon, the
exactly,
GZA, and then
exactly.
I can say I work with the whole room.
Yeah, I know.
But no, you know, those are the only two actors that I know in the group. I think he told me someone else was doing. I forgot what someone else was acting. But anyway. It's cool. I remember when I saw RZA, I was like, I work with your brother.
Yeah.
Why, man? And he was great. And, you know, they are brothers. They're family. They've been together so long. And so it was cool to work with, you know, another member. And, you know, RZA Bobby is an incredibly special human being. I got to know him personally, which was really cool, and learn a lot about him. And I was like, this dude is incredibly humble for the man he is, and the impact he's had in music, and then even I grew up listening to Wu in New York City, so it was great, and he's great, he's killing it on screen too.
No, he's good. I mean, I saw that Man with Iron Fist, which is very enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you guys, and I really appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy your time in Austin, and I guess I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.